This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican lawmakers in Montana's House of Representatives have pushed through a bill banning gender-affirming medical procedures for transgender minors and the use of public funds for those treatments. The chamber's near-party-line vote on Senate Bill 99 is close to becoming state law. It faces one more vote in the Senate. Senate Bill 99 has been blasted by transgender Montanans, family members, and medical professionals who say the policy is a discriminatory, wrong-headed infringement on human rights. Representative S.J. Howell, Democrat of Missoula, Montana's first openly non-binary lawmaker, blasted the bill, saying, "The fact is that there are kids and parents and members of the LGBT community in this room, in this building, in communities all across the state. They are your constituents, your community members, your colleagues. They deserve the dignity and the respect and the equal treatment under the law that all Montanans deserve. And SB 99 absolutely is an affront to that." The bill, sponsored by conservative Republican Representative John Fuller of Kalispell, mimics bans on gender-affirming care for youth passed in other states. Some of those, including laws passed in Arkansas and Alabama, have been blocked in federal court. A recent report by the national advocacy group Human Rights Campaign found that 23% of transgender youth live in a state that has passed bans on care. Another 27% of that demographic could stand to lose access to care if states in including Montana, approve legislation that is currently pending. Hours before House lawmakers took their final vote on the bill, LGBTQ civil rights groups announced their intent to sue on behalf of transgender minors if Montana's Senate Bill 99 is enacted, calling the legislation a ban on the only evidence-based treatment for gender dysphoria in youth. Three groups, Lambda Legal, the American Civil Liberties Union, and the ACLU of Montana, said, "Montana lawmakers seem hell-bent on joining the growing roster of states determined to jeopardize the health and lives of transgender youth in direct opposition to the overwhelming body of scientific and medical evidence supporting this care as appropriate and necessary. Transgender youth in Montana deserve the support and care necessary to give them the same chance to thrive as their peers." Researchers have discovered a new planet with two moons using the James Webb Telescope with clear detections of water, methane, and carbon monoxide. The James Webb Space Telescope found the planet about 40 light-years away. The planet's clouds are filled with silicate dust and are constantly rising, mixing, and moving. The planet has a 22-hour day, bringing hotter material up and pushing colder material down in its atmosphere. The resulting brightness changes are so dramatic that it is the most variable planetary mass object known to date. Researchers have made extraordinarily clear detections of water, methane, and carbon monoxide with the Webb telescope's data, and they have found evidence of carbon dioxide in the largest number of molecules ever identified all at once on a planet outside our solar system. The planet is cataloged as VHS 1256b. It orbits two stars over a 10,000-year period. Higher up in its atmosphere, where silicate clouds are churning, temperatures reach a scorching 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Within those clouds, Webb detected both larger and smaller silicate dust grains. Beth Biller of the University of Edinburgh in Scotland said, "The finer silicate grains in its atmosphere may be more like tiny particles in smoke. The larger grains might be more like very hot, very small sand particles. The planet has low gravity, and since it's so far from its stars, it will become colder over time. Its skies may transition from cloudy to clear." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.